This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family. And that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children. And women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror? Or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit EscapeHarassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit EscapeHarassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, EscapeHarassment.com. That's EscapeHarassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
It is Wednesday, August 21st, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. RBN is now associated with Kumla's Media Network Satellite Services, which provides a 24/7 satellite channel to RBN on XDS. Cumulus Media has supplied XDS receivers to over 4,000 stations, each of which has the capability to broadcast any RBN program. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program way back to 2010, as well as links to their websites. You will also see the upcoming guests. On the 28th, I'm going to have Baby A's mother, Anne Christina England. The first week in September is going to be Aspartame Awareness Week. Another site that I wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info. One of our listeners created this wonderful site, and I'm very grateful for those efforts. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatingo.com. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443 after we open the phone lines. My guest today is Alan Graham. That's A-L-A-N-G-R-A-H-A-M. His website is alienview.net/ALLTCON.html. He's got all kinds of really great articles there that should be appealing to most of our listeners. Alan, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, I'm very glad that we could schedule this. You have a lot of very, very favorite topics. I must agree with all of them. I think that I've had issues. I've had questions about all of those topics, and you cover a lot of them on your website. Tell us first about the Living Tree site. What's that all about?
Well, it was just a site that I started for a friend of mine that owned a health food store, and I started publishing papers just local for the local people around here in Lower Alabama. But some of the papers got out on the web, and the first thing you know, I was getting calls and emails from all over the world asking my advice on nutrition and supplementation, because I had, in fact, my own incurable disease, Crohn's.
Oh.
And, yeah, that Crohn's is a killer. And there's a lot of people out there that have bowel disease, and I was just pretty much inundated and asking my advice, and so I've been doing that for about the last 15 years, and I just do it for free, just as mostly just for my own edification and entertainment, because I don't sell anything, and I don't have any affiliation with any organization. And in fact, I don't even have any affiliation with Living Tree anymore, because she's over in another town, and I moved over here to to a town a little further away, and so I just rarely even have anything to do with the Living Tree anymore. I just run my website and answer people's emails.
Well, that is wonderful. And I know that Crohn's disease is a terrible, terrible illness. It's terrible. Would you call it an illness or a disease?
Well, it's an autoimmune disease. And autoimmune diseases are very misunderstood because the medical community really doesn't have any good answers. The only thing they know how to do is, you know, take steroids or steroid-like substances that suppress the immune system. And what I did was just the exact opposite of that. And dietitians and doctors will also tell you, reference Crohn's or any bowel, pretty much any bowel disease, that if you ask them about what you should eat, they'll say, oh, it doesn't matter. There's no restrictions. Just if something bothers you, don't eat it. Well, that's a silly thing to say to somebody with Crohn's because pretty much everything bothers you. But eating the right foods is important, and taking the right supplements, and the foods are the exact opposite of what dietitians tell you to avoid, like butter and coconut oil, saturated fat. Those are all good things. And the doctors will tell you to avoid antioxidants and things that pump up the immune system. Well, I don't believe that either, because I did the exact opposite, and about 1,000 other people over the years that have called me, I recommend don't suppress the immune system. Even if you think you're going to have a flare, just try it. Try taking a broad spectrum of antioxidants, both water-soluble and fat-soluble, at least 2 or 3 of each. Take some colostrum, which is really good for the gut and pumps up the immune system, because your gut is the most important organ in your body, because everything either goes through the gut or every disease is caused by a sick gut. So you got to have an efficient, healthy gut to provide the building blocks and the nutrients to fix any disease you have, because pharmaceuticals don't cure you. They treat symptoms while your body fixes itself, you see. So your gut is your most important organ. So I think I can make some fairly sweeping generalizations about what to do for the gut and what to do for various diseases. And I think you can have sort of a one-size-fits-all diet and supplement program that'll cover about 90% of the population, because we are more alike than we are different. So I concentrate on working on the gut, nutrition, and if somebody, if realistically, if somebody called me up and said, Al, I have this ailment, I would say, okay, do this. Well, wait a minute, don't you want to know what the ailment is? Well, you can tell me that later, but for right now, do this first. And the first thing you want to do is get your gut working right, because 80% of your immunity is in those beneficial bacteria in your gut. 80% of your immunity. How can you get more important than that? You can't. 90%. Yeah, go ahead. Don't hesitate to interrupt me. Seriously.
Okay. So what is the very first thing that you would tell them to do before you've even heard of what their issue is?
Okay. I would tell them to take probiotics, or, you know, which is beneficial bacteria, or even better, to take fermented foods, which I know you and I both are advocates of, fermented food like coconut milk kefir or, sauerkraut, which is, you know, fermented cabbage, to pump up the good bacteria in the gut. I would tell them to take a good ground seed, omega-3 seed of some kind, like a couple of tablespoons of freshly ground flax seed. Or even better, I prefer chia seed, because chia seed doesn't have any phytoestrogen in it, and flaxseed is very high in phytoestrogen. So I prefer chia seed. And I would have them take L-glutamine, which really pumps up the little fiber-like hairs, the intestinal villi in your gut, to increase the overall surface area and make them real efficient. L-glutamine is great for that. And not to mention, it's also one of the few nutrients that will cross the blood-brain barrier to get into your head. You know, so L-glutamine is a good thing. And I would have them certainly, most assuredly, I don't care what it is, an ingrown toenail, take complex omega-3s, EPA and DHA, like found in fish oil or krill oil. Because the complex omega-3s, those are the real workhorses of the omega-3. Plant-derived omega-3, like you find in flaxseed and chia seed, it's really a weak form of omega-3, but you need it because it is essential.
All righty.
I hear the music coming. So.
All righty. We are going for a break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Alan Graham. His website is alienview.net/ALLTCON.html. So how did you learn all about these various things to fix your gut? How long did you have Crohn's?
I almost died of Crohn's, and I had it for 7 years. And I just accidentally walked into a health food store one day, and a sweet little lady in there recommended a couple of items. And overnight, within 24 hours, my Crohn's was beat back 75%. so I could actually kind of live a halfway normal life without the inflammation and the diarrhea. Now, granted, it took another 5 or 6 years to beat back that other 25% because it was kind of like pushing against the spring. But so anyway, I got so turned on by the fact that here I just about died and was suffered for 7 years. And then just to take a couple of items, one of them in particular was colostrum, and to just have such a dramatic improvement just overnight. So I just started studying and doing all I could to learn about how the gut worked, and I started seeing all these relationships between other autoimmune diseases and other diseases in general, and I started realizing that, man, all these things fit together because you take omega-3 for your joints, but, man, it affects your brain and your gut and your liver and everything else. All these things are connected. And so it just, over the years, I've just sort of been putting it all together. And
Did you go to the regular allopathic doctors for your problem before you walked into that health food store?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I was one of the, I was just like everybody else. I thought medical doctors were little gods, and I believed everything they told me, and all they were doing was giving me poisons, sulfa drugs, sulfacilazine, those, and those are toxic drugs, and they just barely work at all. And so I was in misery, and no, I didn't go to a naturopathic doctor, which I recommend everybody do, but I didn't because I didn't know any better,
Sure. Now, did you ever have surgery for your Crohn's disease or anything like that?
No, I never had to have surgery, but I mean, I was just short of surgery. And as a matter of fact, it's funny you should mention that because that's what they had just told me, that my next step was going to be surgery. We're going to have to cut out part of my gut. And I knew that Crohn's, unlike colitis, now they could do that with colitis because they just cut out the colon, but with Crohn's will migrate. It could be anywhere. So if they cut out a piece here, it'll just move someplace else. So that's
sure.
That's not a very smart way to do it. And that sort of prompted me to actually walk into the health food store. And boy, I just thank God I did, because, well, anyway, I wrote this paper all about how I fixed my Crohn's. And the paper got out into the world there on the net. Oh, and man, I'm just inundated. People want to know about what to do for their Crohn's disease and what to do for their gut disease. And
what did you take in addition to colostrum? The you said two things that they recommended.
Well, complex omega-3s, like fish oil or krill oil. I prefer krill oil, but fish oil is good too. And I mentioned the omega-3, the plant-derived omega-3 that's in chia and, mm-hmm. And flaxseed. But then I also recommend that you take at least a couple of fat-soluble and water-soluble antioxidants, like grapeseed extract and resveratrol. That's a new hot item, resveratrol. And take some fat-soluble antioxidants too, like lutein and lycopene. But the one you should really take, and don't pass up on this, everybody within the sound of my voice, go out and get some of this. It's the new hot item that you probably never even heard of. It's called astaxanthin. It's the...
How do you spell that?
A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. Astaxanthin.
Okay.
And it's the fat-soluble antioxidant, powerful antioxidant, and that it also crosses the blood-brain barrier, which makes it extremely unique and beneficial for old people as far as dementia is concerned, and for the baby and the mother and the baby being breastfed, and then the child later on for brain development and eyesight and, all those things like that for development of the baby. But this
sure.
Astaxanthin, did you have a question?
How did you, how do you figure you got Crohn's?
I don't really know. There is a virus that, and I write about it on my website, and I can't even remember how to pronounce the name of it right now, but it's a great big long word. Anyway, that is found in almost all dairy products, milk and things like that. It's found in a lot of dairy products, but in particular, it's even found, believe it or not, in colostrum, the thing that I took to fix my Crohn's. And so you have to be careful when you buy colostrum, or and it's also why I'm against pasteurized milk and homogenized pasteurized milk. Raw milk is great because, believe it or not, raw milk takes care of those things for you. You see, the beneficial nutrients and bacteria in the milk help protect you. When you pasteurize the milk, you kill the good guys, and you leave yourself open for other pathogens and all sorts of other bad things that happen. So there is the theory that it comes from dairy products, but to be honest with you, I don't know, and I don't know if anybody really knows.
Yeah, there's so many people that now have Crohn's disease. Young people, 15, 16-year-old kids
exactly.
Getting Crohn's.
Yes. It used to be more older people, but now lots of young people are getting it too. And that is a shame for a teenager to get Crohn's and go through a life of being just on pharmaceuticals for the rest of their life because, well, they'll have an early death. I'm sorry to say it, but that's what's going to happen.
Right. Yes. I do have a friend whose daughter has had Crohn's since she was about 15, has had two surgeries.
Oh, you should have her call me or email me and let me help her out and make some recommendations of things she should do. You really should.
All righty, I will do that. Anyway, I think they're even considering, they actually are considering taking the entire intestine out.
Yeah, don't let them do that.
I mean, then it'll just go to the stomach, right?
Yeah, it can move right into the stomach. Crohn's can do that. So just keep it, if they just continue cutting more and more out, they're just spinning their wheels.
Sure, and making money.
Yeah, oh, and big money, too.
Right.
Yeah, those things are really expensive. So anyway, if you want me to continue on with this.
Yes, please go.
Yeah. Another thing that I highly recommend, and this is a real hot item with me, because it will help any and every disease, and that is you need lots of natural fats. At least 50% of your diet should be fats. And I'm talking about natural fats. I'm not talking about polyunsaturated, toxic corn oil and soy. I'm talking about olive oil, butter, avocados, eggs, lard, real lard, macadamia nut oil, coconut oil, palm oil, all of these natural fats. You need more of them in your life. It will make you healthier. It will keep you disease-free because those things have nutrients and antioxidants and some of the most arcane fatty acids that do extraordinary things. Things in coconut oil and butter, like they got a fatty acid in butter and coconut oil called caprylic acid. I don't know if you've ever heard it. C-A-P-A-R-L-I-C, caprylic acid. And it being a very short chain fatty acid, it has the ability to penetrate the gut. And so it penetrates the gut and goes and kills candida and other microbes. And I'm sure you're aware of candida is out of control in this country because
indeed.
We
do have to take a real quick break. We will be back in about 4 minutes and we'll pick this up on the other side.
Okay.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Alan Graham. His website is alienview.net/ALLTCON.html. All righty. Why don't you pick it up from where you left off? This is very interesting.
Well, good. I was talking about Candida, how it's just almost out of control in this country, because the dietitians have convinced us to switch from butter, which has caprylic acid, which kills Candida, and use margarine, which actually exacerbates gut disease. So the registered dietitians are just leading us down the wrong path. And so you need a lot of natural fats, and there are a lot of misconceptions about the fats that we consume, one of the biggest being that saturated fat is bad for you. And that is not true. Saturated fat, our liver has been dealing with saturated fat for thousands of years. It knows exactly what to do with it. It loves it. And saturated fat, like in butter and coconut oil, those fats are used for every major fat job in our body. And every cell is not surrounded by one layer of fat. It's surrounded by two layers of fat, a bilayer, a phospholipid bilayer. So we are fat. And so you have to consume a lot of good fats. Your brain is almost all fat. And the highest percentage of fat in your brain is that stuff called DHA, that the most complex fatty acid of them all that's found in krill oil and fish oil. And so mothers should be taking that. Pregnant women should be taking that. Old people should be using these essential fatty acids like they come in, you know, the more complex omega-3s. But fats in general, and anyway, getting back to saturated fat, a saturated fat molecule like the 18-carbon chain, it's a long chain of 18 carbon atoms. There are different lengths, but let's just start with like the most prevalent one in butter and food oil and, you know, canola or whatever, olive oil. It's 18 carbon atoms long. And what makes it saturated is that every carbon atom has two hydrogen atoms stuck to it, just like a pair of Mickey Mouse ears. Smaller hydrogen atoms stuck to the larger carbon atom. Saturated means every atom is full. When every atom is full, the molecule stays nice and straight. It is electrically neutral. It is very stable, and that's why your body loves it, because it is very stable, so it doesn't oxidize readily. And because it's very straight, it can pack close to its buddy, to its neighbor, and that makes it a solid at room temperature. But that doesn't make it bad. That
Did
has
I lose
nothing...
you?
Say again? Say again? Hello?
We lose Al?
Hello, what did you say?
We lost you. I didn't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, oh. All of a sudden there was just a blank there.
Oh, must be something wrong with the phone system. Anyway, I was talking about saturated fat. And
uh-huh.
Did you hear the part about the 18 carbon atom chain?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. So, it's electrically neutral. It can snuggle up close to its neighbor, and by doing that makes it a solid at room temperature. But that doesn't make it bad, but people visualize in their mind, and they're told by dietitian that makes it bad, because and it makes perfect sense to them, because if you have a plastic straw, it's hard to, that's going to be your artery, it's hard to push butter through a plastic straw, but golden corn oil will just pour right through. So that's scientific proof to most people that oil is good and solid fat is bad. But it is
you were talking about
about what?
In the room, then it will harden up. But when it gets warm in the room, then it'll be liquid. Correct?
Yeah,
I think we're having an internet issue here.
I think we are. Something's going on here. You keep kind of cutting out on me.
Yeah.
Okay. There, you cut out again.
Oh, okay. It's because I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, that's right. So solid fats, in fact, solid fats are generally the fats that are really healthy, and it's the oils that are the problem. Because monounsaturated oils, that mono means one, so that means there's one double bond, one set of hydrogen atoms plucked out of this long chain, and that causes the two sets of hydrogen atoms on either side to be electrically attracted to one another, so that long chain bends a little bit. And when it bends, it won't snuggle up close to its neighbor, and that makes it an oil at room temperature.
Right.
But that doesn't make it good necessarily. But now if it's mono means one set of hydrogen atoms are missing, it is still very stable, just like the sat fat. The problem comes in is when you go to two double bonds, like poly. Poly means more than one. So you go to polyunsaturated oils, like corn, soy, grapeseed oil, cottonseed oil. Those are poly. When you have two sets of hydrogen atoms missing, now you have an unpaired electron. And if you remember your high school chemistry, that means that it is reactive. And it will oxidize and turn rancid just from the heat of pressing the oil. So they can't sell you rancid oil, so they have to RBD the oil, refine, bleach, and deodorize.
Which is terrible.
Oh, it is. It is terrible. And that deodorization process, what it does is it just burns off the rancid smell, so that you bring home a nice, fresh-smelling bottle of corn oil that's teeming with a free radical called lipid peroxide, because when it turned rancid, the oxidation caused this, produced this thing called lipid peroxide that is toxic and attacks every cell in your body, causes cancer, heart disease, and premature aging. So these polyunsaturated food oils are no good. They're not good for anything. But yet dietitians all the time will tell you that monounsaturated oils are good and polyunsaturated oils are good. How do they get away with telling that lie? Here's how. When they rattle off a string of oils, and they'll say olive oil, canola oil, and oil like in seeds and nuts and fish, well, both of those, that litany of fats or foods, contain both mono and poly oils. But they didn't mention poly food oils. They only mention poly medicinal oils. And there's a distinct difference between polyunsaturated food oils like corn and soy and polyunsaturated medicinal oils like fish oil, krill oil, flaxseed oil, chia oil, you know, oils, medicinal oils. Because the medicinal oils have to be processed much more expensively so that they don't turn rancid, so that they will be good for you. But okay, that makes them very expensive, you see.
Right.
Yeah, did you have a question?
Well, that's why they're expensive. And people don't want to pay the price, but they're paying the price at the other end when they lose their health or get all kinds of diseases.
Oh, that's exactly right. You know, nobody's going to want to pay three times the price for canola oil, and unfortunately, a lot of people don't want to pay the price for medicinal oils. But a lot of people don't mind paying for medicinal oils, but they're not going to pay the price of using that expensive processing for canola or soy or anything like that. So that's the way they get away with this lie, is they're talking about medicinal oils, but you walk away thinking they mean all liquid oils to include food oils. But polyunsaturated food oils are bad because they're cheaply processed. Polyunsaturated medicinal oils are good because they're more expensively processed. So that's one of the big lies they tell.
Okay, now somebody in the chat room mentioned grapeseed oil.
Right. That's the biggest hoax ad campaign in the history of fats. Because, oh man, so many people think that grapeseed oil is just really good stuff. And the way it's advertised, they tell these half-truth lies about it, about the high smoke point and about all of the wonderful antioxidants that are in there that are found in grape seeds. Well, here's what you should do. Don't use grape seed oil. Use olive oil and buy a cheap grape seed extract capsule, or dirt cheap, and take that instead. Because olive oil is a monounsaturated oil, a high monounsaturated oil. Very stable, very heart healthy, good for you. Grapeseed oil is a very, very high poly oil. In fact, it's one of the highest poly oils, at about 73 to 75% poly. So when they press that oil out of the grapeseed, the heat... Well, here comes the music.
Okay, we'll pick up with grapeseed oil when we come back.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Alan Graham. His website is alienview.net/ALLTCON.html. And we were talking about grapeseed oil and oils in general, and we've certainly been led down the briar path on that one.
Have. And everybody is complicit. All the mainstream doctors and registered dietitians, because they get, their schools are funded by the big powerful corporations, or, you know, the polyunsaturated oil, you know, the corn oil, because of, we want to utilize our vast fruited plains, and the corn is the number one, you know, product in the world, and so that's what they want to make oil out of, and they want to turn it into margarine and Crisco. But anyway, getting back to grapeseed oil. Grapeseed oil is a lie. It's 73% poly. So that means the minute you start to press that grapeseed oil out of there, and it really builds up heat because it's a low-yield, hard seed. So, you know, it's got to really press real hard, you see. And so the minute the heat starts to go up, that grapeseed oil will oxidize and turn rancid, create lipid peroxide, a toxin, and then the oil has to be RBD, deodorized, to get rid of the rancid smell before they sell it. Now, because grapeseed oil is so popular and it has this sort of magical mystique about it. You know, people think there's something special about it. Maybe because they make wine with the grapes, you know, I don't know. But they do sell a grapeseed oil that they expeller press, cold press in small batches so that it doesn't turn rancid at pressing. Now, they do sell and bottle that kind of oil, but it's a lie, too, because now it's polyunsaturated oil, and it's just sitting there with that unpaired electron just waiting for something to come along to cause it to oxidize. So if you try to cook with it, the split second the heat starts to go up, it will oxidize. So that unrefined grapeseed oil is no good either. So you might say to yourself, well, gee, Al, why don't we, it'd be all right to use it cold, wouldn't it? Well, yeah, it wouldn't be oxidized yet. You could put it on salad. You could use it cold. But you don't want to do that either, and here's why. All the people in the holistic community know what I'm talking about, but maybe the average citizen doesn't. But there's a thing called the EFA ratio. That's the ratio of omega-6 fats to omega-3 fats. Those are the two fats that this ratio is based upon, because they are the fats that cascade down these two prostaglandin pathways that make them more complex and more powerful. That's the way flaxseed oil is turned into fish oil in your body, cascading down these two pathways. So this EFA ratio is the ratio of the omega-6 pathway to the omega-3 pathway. And you want that ratio to be 4-1 or less. If you're an Eskimo, you're probably 1-1, and that's even better. But every number above, ratio above 4-1, the death rate goes up. Well, guess what the average American's ratio is? About 15-1 or 20-1, because we are inundated with polyunsaturated oil. And we want to get polyunsaturated oil out of our life to try to get that ratio down to 4-1, you see?
Right. So people who have grapeseed oil in their cupboards need to throw it away.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's no good. As a matter of fact, like I said, it is one of the worst of the poly oils. Because, for example, peanut oil. Peanut oil is like about 37 or something like that percent poly, omega-6 poly. The vast majority of it is the good kind, omega-9 monounsaturated oil. And that's peanut oil. So grapeseed oil at 73%, I mean, that's just one of the highest. The other two that are very high right along with it is safflower oil and sunflower oil. Those are up in 70 and 80% too, also.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Now, I used to do oil pulling with grapeseed oil, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago or something like that. And then I switched to coconut oil.
Okay. You know, I don't really know much about oil pulling. My readers write me all the time and say, hey, Al, you ought to try this oil pulling, and I just never have got around to it. I'm not exactly sure I even understand the science behind it, but if you're going to do it, I would certainly use coconut oil as opposed to polyunsaturated omega-6 oil.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You know, the other big thing that's the big lie as far as fats and oils are concerned is, you know, like I mentioned, the vast fruited plains with all of this corn oil.
Oh, right.
Well,
it's all GM,
Say again, ma'am?
It's all genetically modified.
Oh, yeah. And that's the other thing. I wasn't even going to get into that, but seeing as how you mentioned it, yeah, it's almost all genetically modified. The rapeseed oil that they make canola oil out of is genetically modified, and so is the soy. Almost all the soy is genetically modified, and that is no good, even though most people don't care about that. They will care about it someday, I can almost guarantee.
Wow. Yeah. Now, you've also talked about heartburn and stomach acid. Why don't you go into that?
Right. The doctors and the dietitians and everybody, they tell you that if you have heartburn, it's because you have too much acid, so you need to take an antacid or take an acid blocker. Well, that's just ludicrous. It doesn't work that way. 50% of the people, or excuse me, 75% of the people over 50 years old have too little acid, not too much. As we get older, all of our systems, be it under a constant bombardment from free radicals, all of our body systems start to break down and are less efficient. So as we get older, we don't make more of things. We make less of them. But if you went to, if you look at what medical doctors do, you would think that every old person, as they get older, all of a sudden they just start making all kinds of stomach acid, and that causes their heartburn. No, it's just the opposite of that. You have heartburn because you have too little stomach acid. You don't have enough stomach acid. So you ask old people, hey, sometimes when you eat a meal, tell me what happens. Oh, I eat a meal and I feel like I got a knot in my stomach. Well, you know why they feel like they got a knot in their stomach? Because they do. The food's just sitting there. It's not being softened up and moved along by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. So you don't have enough stomach acid. Your stomach is too alkaline. Now, here's the problem. When your stomach is very alkaline, that has a tendency to allow the LES, the lower esophageal sphincter, that muscle that clamps the top of your stomach so acid cannot reflux splash up onto your esophagus. So when you have an alkaline stomach, that LES has a tendency to want to relax and open up. And that's when the food splashes up on your up on the esophagus, causing heartburn. You don't have enough stomach acid to keep the LES closed, but you have enough stomach acid to burn when it hits the esophagus.
Right.
So if you
isn't there a way to tell whether you don't have enough stomach acid if you take a certain hydrochloric acid? If you take some and it doesn't burn, that means you need it.
Absolutely, yeah. I've got a paper written all about that tells you every situation when taking HCL with pepsin, which is stomach acid in a capsule. Every situation, I explain it. For example, if you'd like to get into some of those, for example.
Sure. We're coming up on a hard break here in just a minute, but oh my goodness, you're just so full of information. The chat room wants to know what kind of oil do you use? What do you use on your salad? What do you cook with?
Okay.
We'll talk about heartburn after we come back from the break. But
okay, sure. Yeah, just remind me what we were talking about. I'm going to have to forget, get off on a tangent. But no, I recommend you use olive oil because it's a high mono oil, or macadamia nut oil, which is a little more expensive, but it's even better than olive oil as far as the amount of mono in there. Olive oil is 76% mono. Macadamia nut is 85% mono. So it's very high mono.
Wow. All righty. We are going to break. We will be right back. Well, we'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour.
John Stepmiller.